The podcast this month will be focusing on lessons that concern our families. In today's podcast, we will address leaving a legacy. What kind of legacy are you leaving for your family and those that you love the most regarding their eternity? When we pass from this world, what will they remember as our legacy to them? Join Mike Vestal as he presents this lesson on the importance of how we live our lives and what we do today can and will affect future generations.
What kind of legacy are you leaving your family? What kind of legacy are you leaving those that you love the most regarding eternity? The matter of legacy is such a crucial theme. What are we leaving those we love? If this old world should stand, one day we will pass from this life. What will those who know us the best and love us the most remember as our legacy to them? In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7, a righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. In Proverbs 13 and verse 22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. It's so very important that we consider this matter of legacy and what kind of legacy are we leaving our families? What kind of legacy are we leaving our loved ones? The Word of God has so much valuable inspiration and points concerning this thought. What kind of legacy are we leaving? Let's look at some foundational passages that I think are helpful to this matter of legacy and leaving something that lasts. In Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 and 4, the Word of God says, "By wisdom a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, its rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." It takes people to make a house a home. But it also takes values and qualities and the desire to leave something that matters and that lasts. Things like wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, love, forgiveness, patience, kindness, helpfulness, and the like. So Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4 is a helpful passage to consider. But also Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. In talking about the kind of family legacy we should seek to leave, from the Old Testament, emphasizing leaving a lasting legacy to loved ones, a truly lasting legacy is a legacy that hears the word constantly. Hear, O Israel, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4, that loves the Lord fervently. Notice that from Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 through 9. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and soul and might. To hear the Lord constantly, take heed how you hear, Luke 8 and verse 18. Be swift to hear, James chapter 1, God and what He says. But also love the Lord fervently. When our family, when our loved ones think about us, when we pass from this life, will they remember that these are things that we have emphasized? Truly, when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, it teaches the priority of teaching the young diligently. The young are to be taught diligently. And when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and 7, the idea is that God's Word is to be found everywhere. Children are to be saturated with God and His will. And from a very early age, knowing God And knowing His will should be made a priority. Teach the young diligently. But when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, you'll see this especially in verse 9 and on through about verse 12. A good family, a lasting legacy, will obey the Lord faithfully in the home. We're going to obey the Lord faithfully in this house. To hear the Lord constantly, to love the Lord fervently, to teach the young diligently, to obey the Lord faithfully, to be the kind of people that God can depend upon. Yes, these are some essentials of leaving a lasting legacy. Remember the words of Joshua in Joshua 24 and verse 15, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled. For whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Oh, how we should appreciate and respect what God has said about marriage and about the home. After all, He originated it, He designed it, and we should respect His will with regard to it. Yet again, Psalm 127 and verse 1. Psalm 127 and verse 1. "Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain." They do labor in vain that build it. Our families must not be built simply upon physical attraction. Yes, there's a place for that, but there's more to marriage than just physical attraction. Upon stuff. Many families, their entire life seems to be focused on things. "Except the Lord builds the house, they do labor in vain that build it." What I'd like to do as we study God's Word is turn to Ephesians chapters 5 and 6. Perhaps there's no section in the Word of God that tells us more about the nature, the type of the legacy that we should be seeking to leave our loved ones, our families, than Ephesians chapters 5 and 6. A legacy that lasts. In the United States, we consider baseball the national pastime. One thing that we should be concerned about is hitting a home run at home. Far too many families have men and women as husbands and wives, moms and dads, who are striking out rather than hitting a home run. And by that I mean there is not an emphasis on leaving a lasting legacy for Jesus in the home. There are core values. There are things in each of our lives that we would rather die than compromise. That we would rather just die than give up. Core values. There will not be equivocation. There will not be compromise in any way. We must hold to these truths because they are so dear. They are core values. And what I'd like to do is look at Ephesians chapters 5 and 6 and look at 10 core values of a lasting legacy in your home. Principles that need to be stressed if we would hit a home run in our homes, in our families, with those we love, if we would leave a lasting legacy for Jesus Christ. And one thing that's sure, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17, indicate that we only get so many turns at bat, so many swings. Therefore, we need to redeem the time, to buy up the opportunities, for the days are evil. Open your Bible, and I hope that you have a copy of Scripture handy. Open your Bible to Ephesians 5, and we'll begin looking at verse 18 and go all the way through the 6th chapter almost. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, gives us a core value that we should emphasize. In the first place, if we want to leave a lasting legacy, there must be a legacy of godliness. Of godliness. Look at verse 18. Be not drunken with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. A godly family, a godly home, is first of all a spiritually minded home. But notice verse 19 and what it has to say about a godly home. A godly home is a praising home, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Is our home a singing, praising home? Look at verse 20. Another quality of a godly home, this first core value of a lasting legacy, it's a grateful home, a thankful home, giving thanks to God in all things. And verse 21 of Ephesians 5 says, submitting to one another in the Lord. A godly home is fourthly a submitting, submissive home where we understand the God-given roles of each individual, each one is loved, each one is valued, and yet we will submit biblically. In Ephesians chapter 5, there is a second quality, a core value that needs to be stressed if we would have a lasting legacy. And it's in Ephesians 5, 22 to the conclusion of the chapter. It's love. It's love. And the passage speaks of the great love that ought to exist between a husband and wife, that should exist within the home. It is a sacrificing, satisfying, selfless love, a love that is so deep and so great, it is supreme above and beyond all loves except the love that we have for God Himself. As we think about the legacy we are leaving our loved ones, is that legacy one of godliness? Is that legacy one of love? Let's move on to the 6th chapter of Ephesians. And there's a third core value that needs to be emphasized. Children, obey. Obedience is a core value that must be stressed if we would leave a lasting legacy for good in our homes. Obedience. In Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9, though Jesus were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. Obedience. Rules without relationship equal rebellion, someone once said. And a relationship without rules equals chaos. God wants there to be respect for His will, obedience to His will in the home. Some of the wisest words ever spoken were spoken by the mother of Jesus, Mary, in John chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. She said, "Whatever He says to you, do it." Wouldn't it be great, wouldn't it be marvelous if every family, if every home operated by that principle? Obedience. Fourth, look again at Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother. The principle of honor, godliness, love, obedience, and honor. It's the first commandment with promise, Exodus 20 and verse 12. The idea is this behind honor, that there are family members that we so love and appreciate as they seek to honor the Lord, as they seek to bring us up in a way that shows love for Jesus and concern for us, they carry great weight and value to esteem highly. It's not unusual to think of someone that we deeply respect and we say, they are people that carry a lot of weight with me. What they think is important and how they live their lives, I respect and I appreciate. Honor is something that must not be lacking in a home. And when there is a lack of respect and appreciation, God is dishonored because someone in the home is living dishonorably. Keep looking at Ephesians chapter 6. And not only do we see the core value of godliness in chapter 5, of love, and here beginning in chapter 6, obedience and honor, but we also see this fifth core value. We see gentleness. Look at Ephesians 6 and verse 4. You fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. I'm sure that that verse applies to mothers just as much as fathers. And yet, the Word of God says, you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Perhaps we as men sometimes are not as gentle. There is not the meekness, the power under control that ought to exist, and it has a terrible effect on a family. It can have devastating effects on a home. You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Jesus was meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And those of us who are fathers, and certainly those who are mothers, we need to be people who show meekness and gentleness, a firmness and yet a gentle kindness that reflects our Lord and Savior. Continuing to look at Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 4, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but rather bring them up. Now, there's a sixth quality that needs to be found, a core value that needs to be found in every home, and it's called maturity. Maturity, to bring them up. In Proverbs 22 and verse 6, the Word of God says, train up a child, bring them up. Make sure that everything is being done that you can do to encourage whole child development. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, it was said of Jesus, he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. He grew intellectually, he grew physically, he grew socially, and yes, it can be said that he grew spiritually. Are we concerned about the whole child development in our families? Are we concerned that people develop wholly in a way that honors Jesus Christ? So there's the idea of maturity. Some people have advanced greatly in years chronologically, yet they're still very immature. They're very childish. Like Peter Pan, they don't want to grow up. How we need to emphasize a lasting legacy in our homes, something that truly matters, and it must be a legacy of maturity. Number 7. Look at Ephesians 6 and verse 4 and consider this core value, the core value called discipline. Discipline. Discipline might be instructive. Discipline might be corrective. Discipline might be punitive, a type of punishment, in order to discourage further misbehavior. But discipline in all of its forms is a very biblical topic, and it can be handled in an appropriate way. Bring them up how? Ephesians 6 and verse 4, in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. In the nurture and discipline of the Lord. Trees must be pruned from time to time, especially fruit trees. Horses need to be broken to be of greater value to the one who owns the horse. Children need to be disciplined. God Himself chastens or disciplines His chosen, His people. We are not to despise the disciplining of the Lord. Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 11. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 19, we're told why. Those that I love, the Lord says, I reprove and chasten or discipline. There is a place for godly discipline. So says Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 19, there is yet another core value stressed. Another core value is emphasized, an eighth one. And here it is, responsibility. Responsibility. Work is not a dirty word. Work is a good thing. And being responsible, exercising responsibility, is a God-honoring thing. Now, I understand that Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 9 might be dealing with the master-servant relationship, the idea of the boss and the employee, the employer-employee relationship. However, that is still a relationship that is to be viewed, that is to be done in and through the Lord. And it says a lot about families and homes too. We are to sincerely work. Ephesians 6 and verse 6. What your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. Work heartily unto the Lord. Colossians 3 and verse 23. There must not be an allergy concerning work, concerning responsibility. Notice verses 10 through 17 of Ephesians chapter 6. And these verses deal with leaving a legacy of strength. Of strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus said, John 15, verses 4 and 5. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Here we read a lot about what we should be preparing our family to wear. What to wear to the war. Some people think of life as just a playground. Whoever has the most toys will be blessed. We'll be happy. We can think of the world in many ways, but a biblical way is to think of the world as a battleground, a battleground, and to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, we need to wear the appropriate attire. We need to put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through 7. We need to think a little bit about what we are giving our families, what we are helping our people in the home to deal with in life. Are they prepared for life's battles? The whole armor of God. Lastly, look at verses 18 through 20 of Ephesians chapter 6. And the Word of God emphasizes this core value, the core value called prayer. Prayer. There are four alls of prayer dealt with in Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Hear Paul's words through the Holy Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. When I was growing up, it was a wonderful thing for me to realize my mother, a wonderful Christian lady, was constantly praying for me. She was interceding on my behalf that I make good decisions, godly decisions, that I do the right thing. It is a wonderful thing for every family member to realize I have people in my house that are praying for me. That I honor the Lord, that I draw nearer the Lord, that I love the Lord more. Paul would write, strive together in your prayers for me. Romans 15 and verse 30. And if that's true anywhere, it ought to be true in a marriage and it ought to be true in a home. God forbid that I should sin against you in failing to pray for you, the Old Testament says. So as we think about leaving a legacy that lasts, let me ask you this question. When the time comes that your family and friends are gathered together at your funeral, what will they remember about you? What kind of person will you have been? What kind of legacy will you have left? Remember Joshua's words. As for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. For those of us who are parents with children still in the home, these are words that we should take seriously and most soberly. For those who have children that have grown up, it's important for us to understand that these principles are still core values that need to be emphasized. Maybe we haven't stressed them the way we should in the past, but we want to do that now. Maybe there are people out there that have no children, yet you can still emphasize these core values in your marriage. Maybe there are those who are listening to this program who are not married or who have lost a loved one. You can still practice these core values in your home so that those who know you the best and love you the most will see that you're emphasizing what is eternal. May God bless all of us in that regard.